This is the B-Team Podcast, a daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in as we are now on the, is it the eve of Christmas Eve?
I don't know. Yeah, it was this today, 22nd?
Yes. So it's the eve of the eve
of Christmas, Eve. The shirt before the shirt.
Yes, the T-shirt. No, the wife beater before the T-shirt, before the other shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I had a friend of mine that used to do that. I'm like, you're wearing a wife beater. Why are you wearing a T-shirt over that? It's like wearing two pairs of underwear.
We can't say that anymore.
What, wife beater?
Yeah, and like I don't know what else to call it. You know what I mean? Like, it's called a wife beater. You know? it's not PC to say that anymore.
We can't.
I had this thing one day. I was like, yo, what am I supposed to call this shirt now? And I was like, what do y'all call this shirt?
What do you call
it? And everybody calls it that.
It's a wife beater.
Yes.
That doesn't mean, I'm not encouraging you to go out and beat your wife, but
this is what the shirt's called. And I was like, what are we supposed to call it? A tank top? Guys don't wear tank tops.
No.
Women wear tank tops.
Yes. Yes.
It's essentially the same thing.
Yes.
But women wear tank tops, and Kid Rock wears wife beaters.
That's what I've always called it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not PC to say that anymore, but that's what it's called.
Why they got to complicate my life?
That's what it's called. I don't know.
I have enough.
What is the PC term for that shirt now? Someone tell me.
Let us know. I
don't know.
I'm confused.
I know women still call it a wife beater, right?
Now my head is just jacked up for the rest of the day.
I don't know what to call that shirt.
It is the 22nd day.
Correct?
Yes, of December. Taking a look at our birthdays today. Ooh, Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick, 73 years old.
You know me.
Yeah, you know you're badass when your first album is a live album.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from Budokan. I think growing up in the 70s when you were born, you got a blue or pink wristband and a copy of Cheap Trick's.
I want you to want me.
Ali Lohan, 28, singing today. I see Meghan Trainor is also 28. She just had a baby.
Love Meghan Trainor.
Yeah, she's hot. I like her. I like my girls large. Yeah. I like my women like I like my chicken with a little bit of fat on the end.
All about dead bass, huh?
Oh, Luther Campbell is 61 today. Somebody say, hey, it is his birthday. There you go. That's as close as we're getting. And in the late, twins Robin and Maurice Gibb, or the brothers Gibb, are celebrating birthdays as well.
Yeah, there's only one Gibb left, right?
There were four. Andy, Maurice, Robin, and the only one left is Barry.
Barry.
That's sad, man. That is truly sad. Matter of fact, Maurice was in the hospital, in the same hospital, when my dad had his prostate cancer. And
not your aunt?
No.
Not your aunt's prostate cancer.
Yeah, let's explain this. We were talking earlier today on BMO in the morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96 about presents. And this morning on The Breakfast Show, which is on Breezy 101, you had a poll question which asked, who gives the best gifts? And we had grandma, grandpa.
We know it's mom, but we had to put other people in there too.
Yeah. And I said, what if we did one who gives the most interesting? Because God love my aunt, Seal. Rest in peace, honey. You were one of a kind. And I say all this in pure love. And she would laugh at it if she were sitting beside me. But my aunt was the kind of person that would buy a T-shirt too small and the pants too big. Or you get too small pants and too big a shirt.
Mm.
And it was just always funny. But my aunt's claim to fame was you could walk into a room with a people full of ailments, and it didn't matter what they were, she's had it and beat it. Example, we were all sitting at the house one afternoon in the kitchen / little dining area that everybody kind of poured over into, and we're all having coffee. It was me, my Uncle Max, I believe Thea Tilly, and my grandmother were in the other room coming in. My grandfather had one of his friends over who was talking about prostate cancer. Now, you have to understand that my aunt doesn't smoke the way normal people do. Most normal people will smoke with the first two fingers on their hand. My aunt smokes between her third and fourth finger.
It's a hairy heck, man.
And it covers her entire face.
Hairy heck. Mark Colley.
She was at one of those victims of the alien movies when the thing would jump on their face.
The face hugger.
Yes. And she'd smoke like this. So you're sitting there and she would talk to her or she had a handcar. Anyway, the topic of conversation came up that someone either had it or had survived it. And we were talking about prostate cancer. And my aunt said, oh, yeah, I had that. And I'm still here. And my grandmother kind of looked. And I've never seen five guys or six guys in the kitchen turn their head to where someone was sitting that quickly in my life. I mean, whiplash could have happened in the kitchen. And we went, what? And my aunt goes, oh, yeah, I had it. I beat it. And my grandmother chimes in. When was this? Oh, when I was younger. Oh, when you were still a boy.
When you were a male.
I remember my ex-wife screaming, coming up the stairs one day because she had stepped wrong and fallen. And she said she tore her groin.
Mm.
And I'm like, women don't have groins. Mm. How does that happen?
A twisted testicle.
Yes. She was good at getting me twisted. Anyway, coming up on today's show, talking about things that you purchased for yourself that cost too much money, but you don't care because you enjoy it and you like it. Brother Breck was posed an interesting question. We'll talk about that as well. And who knows what else we'll get into today.
This is the B-Team Podcast, sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
It's the B-Team Podcast, and we thank you so much today. Going to be a shortened version as, dude, there ain't nothing going on at all.
Negative, not a thing.
When we say nothing going on, we mean nothing going on as far as production and things of that nature. Outside the studios, chaos.
Oh, God.
Back in September 2nd, we had a storm come through which toppled the towers, which you've heard us talk about for the last, 2 weeks?
I don't know.
I'd say roughly 2 weeks. They've been putting the tower up, and now that the tower itself is up, now comes in all the wiring and microwaves and all this other yada yada. And
too many people in the parking lot.
It is crazy. Oh, don't get Brother Breck started with the parking lot. Tell them about the wonderful experience that you had out on the highway here at 12, no?
Well, Golf Course Road and Highway 12, right? Like a month ago, they resurfaced part of the road, right?
Right.
And we thought they were done because it was a pain for like a week and a half because it couldn't come in, couldn't come out. They had one lane. It's taking forever. Whatever. It's progress. Try not to, complain too much about
progress.
Yeah. Well, they left like the side of the road, like where we turn in.
Right.
To like they left it uncovered, like where it's just gravelly,
nasty
nonsense. And yes. I was like, okay, surely they're coming back after the new year to pave that.
No,
let's come out 2 days before Christmas and pave it when everybody's on the road and it's just like a madhouse.
We literally have 14 cars in a parking lot that holds 10 and
six.
Yeah.
Comfortably.
Some of us are across the street.
I just parked across the street. When I came back, I parked over there, like not dealing with it. I just parked over there. He's walking away. I'm about to eat a bunch of food, drink a bunch of beer. And I need a couple extra steps in the day. Right. Yes. No big deal.
Right.
But yeah, there was somebody that just wouldn't pull out. And he like, they had the little steamroller right there.
Right.
And it was like paving. And it's one of those, like, you just got to go. There's nobody flagging traffic because they have the one lane.
Right.
But it's like, we're in between where the one lane starts.
Right.
So there's a guy down here that has the stop or the slow and a guy way up there.
Right.
We're in the middle.
So, we know. No so need for it.
If there's a lull, you just pull out.
Correct. Common right? sense.
Just do it. Who's just sitting there?
Ain't nothing common about some of the sense around these parts.
You're just sitting there. So I was literally about to go around, and every time I would do like this to go around, you'd inch up a little bit.
Oh, I hate that.
I was about to go over there and knock on. If you want me to drive you can walk over there. I'll pull your car out, then you can go and get in it. I don't mind doing that.
You know, the only thing that can be worse than dealing with traffic here and this road construction and the tower, the airport tonight with the holidays, what's that going to be like? I'm trying to imagine.
Oh.
I've flown out of Jackson several times, but we're going from Jackson to Atlanta tonight. I got a 2-hour layover. I know what I'm in store for when I hit TIA, Tampa International. Now, have you ever flown into TIA? Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, one of the top five airports in the country.
Never flew to Tampa.
Jacksonville's not a bad airport. It's the thing about Jacksonville is, believe it or not, it's an hour and 45 minutes from the airport to Dad's door. And he hates that drive. Now, he'll drive an hour and 25 minutes to Tampa, but that's Tampa.
Yeah.
You don't want to drive through the dew if you don't have to.
And I live right by the airport in Jacksonville when I lived there.
Mm-hmm.
I literally went like this exit on the interstate was the airport exit. Next exit was my exit.
Right.
So, I mean, they planes landing all the time. And what was funny is like I had lived there for, I moved there for like 2 days.
Right.
And then I flew from there to Charlotte to see my sister because it was my niece's birthday.
Another favorite airport.
And then I flew back into Jacksonville. And, you know, this is before Uber. This was like 2012.
Right.
So they just had the cabs. It would just sit out there and you could just walk up and get one.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked up and get one and I told the guy where to go. And he started driving. He's like, okay, where do I go? And so literally I had lived there for 2 days and I had to tell this cab driver how to get to my place that I lived. Lived there for 2 days. I was like, wow. Was the good thing I'm good with directions.
Yeah.
Same thing the very first day of on the job with the Gator Bowl.
Right.
We had a thing downtown and they were like, all right, interns. Because what it was like, you know, all the donors and all the committee members, they had this big after work party where they decide which game they're going to go to. So Florida, Georgia, you get to go as a bowl representative. We're going to go to Alabama, Texas A&M as a representative for our bowl game, right?
Right.
So it was that lottery kind of thing. And so like, interns, y'all come, y'all can meet everybody. And they're like, where is it at? They're like, it's right here. And I'm like, you can follow somebody. I'm like, no, I know where it is. Like, how do you know? I'm like, I just know. Like, you're the only intern that's not from Florida and you know how to get there. Yeah.
Yeah, still like that.
They were like, well, can we just follow you? I'm like, sure, I guess. Like, y'all all live here. How do you not know where to go?
Like, I don't
know. Well, Jacksonville's not even, well, Jacksonville downtown's not very big.
No, it's
like
not.
Like, the actual city limits is the biggest one in the country.
Yeah.
But downtown is not very big at all.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, you can't get lost.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's literally just like right here.
You'll hear us talking about the Dew. It's Duval County, and it is massive. But again, leaving tonight, getting ready to fly out. Some of my favorite airports I get to hit now. Atlanta can be a pain in the ass.
I've never flown into it.
Oh, my God. Oh. But counting down the 10 worst airports, and I'm curious if you've ever been to any of these. Washington Dulles International Airport in Virginia.
Nope.
Inconvenient location, confusing layouts. Yeager Airport in Charleston, West Virginia. Never been there.
I didn't know West Virginia had an airport.
Yeah. It says perilous location. Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. Oh, God.
Never been there.
It is always under construction. It doesn't matter. And the traffic in Fort Lauderdale, forget about it. Been there, done that. Don't do it. San Francisco International Airport, the biggest. They should change that from SFO to CFO. Cluster fuck. That's exactly what it is. Cleveland Hopkins, never been there, but they say outdated facilities and limited accessibilities. Hello, you're in Cleveland. How many national championship ever as far as sports are concerned? JFK International in New York City. They said lack of coordination among terminals, flight delays, and disappointing amenities. I've never been there, but I've heard stories. Ooh, O'Hare International Airport made the top five with Chicago? I've always loved Chicago. O'Hare's always been one of my favorites. Coming in at number three, this should have been number one, LAX.
I've never flown out there.
Los Angeles International Airport, bad customer experience, traffic congestion, confusing layout, always under construction. Trust me when I say this, you don't want to go there. Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey. Why would anyone want to go to Jersey anyway?
Yeah.
That's my question. And coming in at number one.
I guess Mid-Gregor's Jackson International Airport.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Mm-mm. It's not even big enough to make the list.
When it says problems, it just says, where do we start? So I'll give you two more guesses. Worst airport in America.
Is it Atlanta?
No.
LaGuardia?
Yes.
Okay.
Rare display of bipartisan agreement, leading figures from both Democratic and Republican parties, former Vice President Joe Biden and now current President Joe Biden and Donald Trump, respectively, have separately singled out the airport's decrepit, overcrowded conditions, and it is the worst airport in the world. It's first in delays, third in crummy food, and last in your hearts. Yes, it is LaGuardia Airport. I just know.
I've never flown there. I've flown out of Denver, which is supposed to be like the Illuminati airport, right? I
mean, yeah.
New World Order out there and crap, though. It's weird. You got that weird, like, statues and paintings and stuff.
Yeah,
it's kind of odd.
The Mile High City.
Yeah, yeah. I've flown out of that one. Like I said, it's supposed to be like Illuminati New World Order crap.
Yeah, say, I mean, well, the Aeris then, what do you expect? Yeah,
I've been there for that one. Flown into some little bitty, like, airports, like, in Wyoming, because, like, we flew from Denver to Wyoming, and we're on that what we call a puddle jumper.
Yes.
Where it's like a seat on each side, and across the back is like a church bus. There's three across the back. And we get on the plane, and you don't have like actual seats, right?
Right.
You just get on the plane wherever, whenever you get there. So we're sitting there, we're getting there, and the pilot looks, and he was like, he saw three of us. He's like, y'all three are together? Yeah. He's like, you and you go to the back. Either side, little lady sits in the middle. The plane is so small, me and my dad had to go to the back and be on opposite sides of the plane because we're so big.
I was going
to
say, yeah. These are two men you don't want in the back. I'm just trying to imagine that and seeing your dad give you that look.
He's like, you and you, opposite sides of the plane in the back, the little lady sits in between them. Y'all go first. My mom's like, what's he doing? I'm like, we're so big, we have to be on opposite sides of the plane to even it out. She didn't like to fly. Me and my dad, we don't care her. We're sleeping.
Right.
She didn't like to fly. I was like, yeah, we're too heavy. We have to be on opposite sides of the plane.
That's hysterical. I will say this. In Central California, people there can tell you, Merced used to have Merced had an airport that would go from Merced to Los Angeles or Merced to Las Vegas.
Sounds like a two-hour flight?
Roughly. Fresno International Airport, and I love the initials. The initials for Fresno is FAT, fat.
Well, you know what the initials are for Charlotte's airport? CLT.
CLT.
Yeah, we all thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
But my CLT. But my people in Central California, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Fresno's not bad, although I wouldn't want to do it. I would say the worst experience I ever had was flying out of San Jose. That airport is just... oh, hell no. Mm-mm. But San Francisco, I'm just not a fan. I hate to fly anyway. I think the only thing that I could think of worse than flying would be taking a bus. Now, have you ever been on a train?
Yeah, I rode the train from Jackson to New Orleans. That's freaking fantastic.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
I didn't do like the passenger car. We did like the sleeper car.
Oh,
so
really?
We had like our own
little area.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like Harry Potter. Right. You know, you're like facing each other. It ain't that big. Ain't nowhere near that big.
Yeah.
It's like I was here, Jacob was right there, and sit. And then you can like fold it down the top and like put a sleep up there if you wanted to.
Right.
I mean, we just sat there and you got a little door right here you can close and you can take your own alcohol on the train and then you can get up and walk around.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't they have a
it comes with a the sleeper car comes with dinner, lunch or dinner. And so we got to go and take dinner in the dining hall. Then after that, you can go to the lounge car. And the lounge car has like a bar right here, and it's got tables where you could sit and like play cards and different things. So, yeah, no, it was way better.
Yeah, I given a chance, if you've got the opportunity, I tell everybody you should at least take the train once.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, that's so much fun.
Buses, yeah, no, I spent too much time on those with football and
You could probably like if you're going to go to New Orleans, that's probably the only way I'd want to go now would be on the train because it takes about the same amount of time because you have to stop, you know, because there's like four stops between here and New Orleans, right? So the time difference, but you know, when you get to New Orleans, you got to pay to park everywhere, and you're not going to drive when you get there. You're just going to walk or you're going to take a Uber,
right?
And so there's literally zero reason for you to have a vehicle in New Orleans. So just take the train and then Uber or walk wherever you got to go.
Now, you've been to New Orleans several times. The last time was for the AP
Awards 2018, yeah. I think it was.
Right. That's a place I definitely want to check out. We need to do that together. Don't forget, No B-Team Podcast tomorrow as Christmas Eve is going down. Going to be home. Dad is going through some complications right now with regards to his surgery. I'm getting text messages and updates as the thing goes on. Went in for a shoulder replacement surgery. Got there, checked in. They started the anesthesia, and he flatlined. And now they're talking about pacemaker. I don't know. I got to get to this. You guys enjoy your time off. Enjoy your holiday. Like I said, we'll update something coming up soon. It's the B-Team Podcast. Say goodbye, Brother Breck.
Goodbye, Brother Breck, and Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kix 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at Kix96News.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at BTeamPodcastMS@gmail.com.